Let's talk soil layers in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Mae Collender is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor, Fresno County.
So when we talk about these different soil layers, there's a lot of different forms in terms of the structure they can have, or aggregate or structural forms. And so this also varies with the topsoil down through the subsoil. So in the topsoil is where we tend to have granular aggregates that are more loosely arranged, and that is where water can more easily infiltrate down through the soil. Now, depending on how it's managed, we can also have a platy structure to the soil.
Or poorly drained soils.
So if there's a lot of compaction or surface crusting from, you know, if there's a chemical influence that causes sealing at the surface, we can also have that platy structure. And then in the subsoil is where we tend to see what we call blocky or prismatic type structures that, you know, have strong angular, larger clumps of soil.
Tell us more, May.
And a lot of this is largely dependent on soil texture. And so with the soil texture, that also is going to vary with depth in the soil. You may have different texture in the topsoil compared to what's in the subsoil. And so, you know, I'm sure many of you have had your soil analyzed, hopefully with depth through the soil, so that you know how it's characterized through the entire profile.
That's Mae Collender, UC Cooperative Extension, Fresno County. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.